Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Time for the spillover. Just me and Sip today. Raph is on the way to Alabama, I believe. AD's on the way back from Colorado. So he'll be back here tomorrow in studio with us.
Swim is here.
Swim is in the building, by the way. Nick Sainer. Big Swim, a.k.a. your nickname for him.
Big Swim.
Big Swim, which has stuck for over a year now, I believe. It's beautiful.
It's stuck immediately. It just hit immediately.
You remember what happened that day?
Yeah, he's wearing a light blue shirt and... I said, you got like a swimming pool. Big Swim.
So I called you Big Swim. Look at Big Swim over
Look
there.
Look at Big Swim.
Yeah.
He took it wrong.
He did. And it's stuck ever since because of that. Yeah. So it's great.
Yeah.
By the way, the spillover is sponsored by our friends at Trados. They do grain marketing. If you find your grain marketing frustrating, please give them a call or go to gotrados.com. GOTREDAS.
Okay, good job.
.com. Spillover today, again, just you and me.
Yeah, it's just you and me, so Swim doesn't come in for this.
Nope, he doesn't.
Is he just taking a stance on something?
Yeah, he's just taking a stance.
Okay.
Taking a stance.
Well, we can do the spillover.
We're spilling over right now.
There's sports to talk about.
Yes, there are. I mean, let's go back quickly to the stadium conversation.
Okay.
Nebraska's not in it. You mentioned this terrible stat, 34 and 31.
That's what I got. It could be give or take.
In your last 65.
Yeah.
I saw a stat, by the way, from Walter.
Walter,
you know Walter.
Our friend Walter?
Walter from Delco.
Now, I think he's a Pennsylvanian.
Yes, he's a massive fan of the ticket. Big fan of you, by the way, Walter, if you haven't seen on social media.
I've noticed.
This is a stat. I'm gonna say he's got this nailed down. He says, since Nebraska started 7-0 in 2016.
Okay.
When our first show year on the airwaves.
Okay. 7-0.
Okay. Since then, Nebraska's record is 31-55.
What do you even say?
Since the 7-0 start in 2016, Nebraska football is 31-55. We know it's been bad. It's not surprising to see the numbers, but that is eye-opening.
Yeah, it's eye-opening, and I think I don't mind sharing those numbers and commenting on those numbers and contemplating those numbers because it's reality, and I think it just is healthy to face reality. I think it's healthy, and that's 31-55. You've covered it. You know, I've covered it live, you know, at all those games, and it's sort of mind numbing. I'll tell you this. The only thing I can add to this that's meaningful. There during that period, Jake, and I don't know that I'd even ever shared this with you. There was only one like two or three week span where it was the only time in my career. Now, you know, I've covered Nebraska football since 96, full time. It was the only time in my career where I sort of checked out.
I don't blame you, by the way.
And there was one game in particular that really challenged me. Like, it's in terms of, I don't know really what to write. It's sort of, I don't feel like writing this. I just feel like I'm going through the motions. It was when they lost to Ohio State here during the Riley era, and it was the commentary. Yeah.
Joe Klatt, how simple can it get for the Buckeyes?
Did Klatt say that, or did the play-by-play man?
That was Gus Johnson.
Gus Johnson said it. Yeah, Gus Johnson said it, because it was so easy.
I think it was 35 zip at halftime, something like that.
Yeah, and then in the post-game, you know, Riley was really good. in post games after loss. I mean, after wins and after losses. And I just thought, here we go again. It's just kind of the same stuff. And it doesn't seem like it's even that big of a deal. It just seemed like, you know, just took an L. That's a good Ohio State team.
Yeah.
And I just didn't. I'm telling you, Jake, it was during that period, late in that season.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Where that was the only time in my career where I was kind of checked out. Well, I didn't really. I just thought it was ridiculous what was going on.
I'm not sure. I don't know how you couldn't be checked out during that.
Well, it's not. No, hold on a second. Here's why. Here's how you don't get checked out in my role. Because you're covering a prestigious program, a really proud program with a fervent fan base that cares a lot. That's how you don't get checked out. It's pretty easy. So that really challenged me. It was sort of a difficult period. Like I'm responsible to these people. You know, you feel a large degree of accountability to the people you write for. And I wasn't feeling it at all. I'm covering this program that's very proud, but it wasn't conducting itself that way. You know, it didn't feel like a proud program.
No.
They had all kinds of issues. They had the head strength coach wasn't even certified. I mean, we were getting that word. You know, we were getting that and kind of we were trying to break that. It was just kind of crazy, you know. And it didn't feel like the leaders really cared that much about what was like that they were taking those bad L's.
Well, like you said, Mike Riley, win or lose, was the same guy.
And the media really liked Riley. That was another uncomfortable thing about
it. Let's recall Mike Riley on the way out after a terrible tenure.
Right.
Following a coach that had won 9-plus games mm-hmm. every year in Bo Pelini.
Yeah.
Got handshakes and hugs from people on
from
his firing press conference. He was at his, it was like Doc Sadler was at his own firing press conference his first time.
Yeah, no, it got really weird.
So weird.
It got really weird that year when they were losing. There were still these press conferences. You'd walk out of these press conferences late in that 2017 season when they were getting hammered.
Penn State game.
Yeah, you'd walk out and it would feel like, oh, everything's okay. Everything's fine. Because Riley had a great way about him. And the media loved him so much. His press conferences, even when they were losing, were these kind of philosophical sessions where the media would ask him these philosophical questions. And I'd be like, what are we doing here? What in the hell are we doing?
What happened to it?
Right. What happened?
He would give you an update on every single injured player.
That was fine. I mean, it was just the deep philosophical BS in the midst of all the losing that was weird. It just was... I mean, I felt like it was sort of insane at times.
There was this is probably not word for word, but Mike Riley at one point said, everything's fine until the games.
Right? Remember that? He
said, everything's fine until the games. Well, that's what you're paid the big bucks to do is make it all be fine. The games are where it matters.
Right.
My friend.
He succeeded Bo, right?
He did.
See, that was the thing with the media. Bo was not media friendly. Riley was, so he was treated with kid gloves in a big way. Even in 2017, you know, It was amazing.
Yeah, those are painful times.
And, that 2017 season was really painful.
It was terrible. It was straight up miserable. Nothing good about that season.
You go to Penn State, and Penn State jumps you, but you make this kind of mild second half comeback.
It wasn't real. No. It wasn't real. They put their backups in. You made a nice fourth quarter to make the score look respectable, right. But it wasn't respectable.
No.
It was terrible.
Right. No, the stretch run was really bad that year.
It was.
So we've gone
including a 56-14 loss to Iowa at Memorial Stadium, where they are out. It was 49 straight points Iowa scored. Nebraska actually led that game 14-7. Don't forget, Nebraska was up 14-7 against Iowa here and came up 49 straight points.
So why are we doing this? Because Walter pointed to that record since the 7-0 start in 2016, 31-55. There's been a lot of pain. I mean, there has been. But there was only one period, three-game period in late in the 2017 season where I was feeling kind of The only time as a sports writer I felt kind of checked out.
We hope that is the only time it ever happens.
God,
for you.
I hope that's
fan,
you, right.
Fan base also. Yeah. That's it for us. The Drive with Raf, AD, and Amon Green is next for Steve Sipple and Bill Bush. I am Jake Sorensen. We will see you tomorrow.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.